I am very sorry. Please forgive me. It's nobody's fault. I'll take the hit. Katie had nothing to do with this, and either did FedEx. It was me. It was me and me alone. Well, here's today's episode. It's at a hotel room somewhere in D.C. Just me and Daniel, one of those shows. We're at the D.C. Improv. It's sold out tonight, which is Saturday. Tomorrow we have an early show. There's some tickets for the early show. The late show, we're doing the podcast, and that's sold out already. So that's all good. So enjoy the show. Super Troopers, Steve, and Kevin. I just spaced on their name today. It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing, but I left it in because you need to see the real Todd Glass. You need to hear the truth. Alrighty. You seem nice. Are you in a good mood? Are you? I think I should start doing breathing exercises with people. Like, if people don't, like, for people that really don't want to commit to the yoga and all that, maybe just, like, say, look, do you have 30 seconds? 40? 30 or 40 seconds. Okay, you ready? Do it again. Do it. You know when you're getting a massage or something, they tell you take a deep breath in, and you don't do it? Just try it. We got 25 more seconds left. Ready? Here we go. There's nothing like blowing into a microphone. I'm sure it sounds great as I'm recording this and thinking about that. In, out. In, out. It's aggressive breathing techniques. Are you ready to fucking breathe in and out? Jesus. Alrighty. Here's the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Live from Washington, D.C. at a Kimpton property.
At a what?
A Kimpton property.
Oh, okay.
I looked over at the phone. In a hotel room about a half a block away from the Improv, it's a special episode live from a hotel. Oh, yes. Tonight's guest,
me,
Daniel Keto, and the host. I like to go big. Oh, my God.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It feels good to... Okay, first of all, let me say this right off the top. I want to remember everything. Let's say you're a first-time listener and you hear the podcast and you think, this is not... We're not in the studio, so we're recording it... with our H4N.
Free plug.
Yeah. This is a podcast. We've done this once before from...
Lake Tahoe.
And this is just in the hotel room. We got into D.C. a night early. One of my favorite cities. No bullshit. The D.C. Improv. And very excited to be here. Flew in Monday night. After all the
did you catch the inauguration at all?
How do you say it?
Inauguration.
Right. I didn't. We got in after it was all over.
Do you care?
It's exciting. Yes. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah.
Do you like that Obama won? Obviously.
Oh, of course I do. Yeah. I've never, look, I'm going to keep this show light, but, a lot of times people email me, and they're right, and I do want to learn. You know what's funny? You can always tell when you get an email from someone that knows you want to learn, because they write it in a way that, like, we know you're open to learn, and we're going to shed this. And you get someone that thinks they got you. Hey, hey, you don't got to get me. I could be so passionate about something and so, but somebody sheds some light my way, and I'm like, oh my God, I read an email. That makes so much fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
So without getting too deep into it, a lot of people with Obama be excited, saying he's no better. And I do get that. I've tried to educate myself. I go, why? What are people saying about the war? You still, I have to pick between the, I was still excited.
Yes.
I can't lie.
Sure.
I can't lie.
Was there a lot of traffic when you came in?
Not that much. Okay. Oh, what, you mean because of my show at the Improv? So yeah, I was excited that he won, and I hope, you know, I hope that it's all going to be fun.
It's been a couple of weeks. It has since been we've hung out. What have you been up to?
All right, so what have I been up to? We all good over there?
Yeah.
Me and Daniel recording the show ourselves. There's no Katie. There's no Chris. There's no. Although, hey, let me get this out of the way really quick.
Okay.
Nothing's changed. Sunday, we do an early show at 8:30. That's our regular show at the Improv.
Just stand-up.
Yeah, we're Thursday through Sunday doing shows. And then Sunday late show at 10:30, we're doing a podcast. By the way, I apologize. It's just the only way we could do it. 10:30, I know some of you, well, some people don't care. But other people, if they have work, they're like 10:30. But it's going to be fun, I promise you.
We'll keep it tight. You'll be in bed by 12:30.
No, we won't keep it tight.
We won't keep it tight. No.
That, I don't think people want... Hopefully they don't want us to keep it tight. Hopefully there's not people in the crowd. Give us 20 minutes!
Keep it down. I hope he keeps it tight tonight.
Yeah, keep it down. Keep it down. I'm trying to nap. So over at the Improv. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. There's a small room over there that holds 75 people. And then there's the big room that holds 275. I'm very tempted to just have it in a small room. So we're going to look at the reservations.
I'm against it. So if you could please call in and raise the numbers so we can do it in the big room.
When you see the little room, you're going to love it.
I've seen the little room.
Yeah. So I'm very tempted to cap it at 75 people and keep it in the little room. I just think it'll be crazy intimate. So what we'll do tomorrow at the end of the day, we'll look at the numbers and we'll decide. So
right. We
might just cap it at 75. So there's that. So... happy birthday. I'm going to get this stuff out of the way.
Yeah, get some stuff out
happy
of the way.
Happy birthday to Glenn. Susanna? I think that's his girlfriend's name.
Okay.
I don't normally give birthday shout-outs. Don't get any ideas. happy birthday, Glenn. You know what? Your girlfriend loves you, okay? Jesse Wentridge. Do I say his name right? Jesse Wentridge.
Sounds right.
I think it's his birthday, too. All right, we're turning into one of those shows. Hold on. Ready? Hold on, here we go. Just give me a second, please, 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 please.
This is what happens when Chris is not here. Todd has to go through his phone.
Yeah. We got a lot of birthdays today. Hold on. What the hell is that? Why is my voice changing like that? We got a lot of birthdays to get to, everybody. Hey, give me a little something over there. Happy birthday to Glenn. Happy birthday to Jesse Wentridge. Jesse, if I say your name wrong, you know I love you. What does that mean? Jen and Paul.
You had a great time with Jen Kirkman and Paul Hopkins on the podcast. I'm just guessing.
I love you. Because that would have driven me fucking nuts. You don't know what it's like to look down at something you wrote 10 minutes ago. But yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
I said it on the last week's podcast, but... my stepbrother listens to the podcast, and we talked about it, and just, you know, I feel like with both of them, it was pure joy.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of fun. They're just, I don't take it lightly that I get to have people like them in my life.
It's very nice.
Well, they deserve it. Now I heard that Super Troopers, by the way, we are going to have that episode with both of them where we do mushroom brownies. And have a show.
Is that really going to happen?
It's going to happen. I told them both that I would have them picked up in a car, town car. That way they don't have to worry about driving.
We'll Uber it. Uber. If someone from Uber is listening, get in touch with us. We use it a lot. We could use a discount.
YOLO. Anyway, you're not aware. I use all the hip terms. You've been gone so long, you don't know.
You just said YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. Anyway. You only live once. Anyway. We're going to do that show with those guys, I figured out a way that I want to get into Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we're allowed to say that there's going to be a Super Troopers 2, but they did mention it off the air,
yeah.
So we'll check. But I want to get on it, and I figured out how, and I'm going to run it by them and during the credits. Uh-huh. First, they're going to run their real, you know, I think bloopers sort of, you know, the outtakes. Then after that... I come up there and I bait people. Come on, people, stay in the theater. I made them a bet that I could keep every... If you leave now, you're going to look bad. I made them a bet. I said, I'll keep every single person in this theater. If one person leaves, all eyes are going to go to you. You're going to get booed. At this point, you just stay in your...
While the credits are rolling.
While the credits are rolling. At this point, if you leave, I'm worried about your safety. Because there's... And then just...
Why can't you be in the movie, though?
I want to do the credits.
No, you should be like busy. One of the cops in the movie.
I'm busy. I'm busy.
I got days with Louie. I got a TV show to write. I got a book to finish.
Yeah, there is some good news I think be able to announce next week. So that's it. So there's that. We got that out of the way. Glennie! It's Glenn's birthday! Come on, goddammit! All right. So there's that. Got that out of the way. So where were you? How many weeks has it been? I feel like
we haven't seen each other in at least a couple of
3 days.
It feels like a couple of weeks.
I mean, how long has it been?
No, honestly? It's honestly been at least 2 weeks, which for us is a long time.
Yeah, it might have been 3 weeks, which is a real long time. So where do we start?
So why don't you go first? You went to a wedding.
I did go to a wedding
in Telluride.
You know,
beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city. Uh-huh. It was a lot of work, though, trekking through the airport. You know, the next time I do it, I had to rent a tux.
You did?
Yeah.
You don't own a tuxedo?
I don't.
You should own a tuxedo.
Well, I was almost, my friends, my cousin, Jeffrey, owns, well, his family, or him and his, in his wife, originally his wife's family, and he's been doing it for very, very long, owns Boyd's, which is a very, very,
high-end
men's store in Philadelphia, Boyd's. It's been around forever.
Okay.
He said, Todd, come on in. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
He goes, we'll make it fit. We'll get it. We'll seamstress. Yeah,
it'll just look fucking perfect, like a glove.
$450. He goes, and it's usually a lot more.
Oh, I'm like, sure, yes, it's a lot more than that.
But I started thinking, does that include the shoes? Does that include the shirt, the bow tie, the vest? Cufflings. And I'll tell you the truth, I'm not ready. I was a little afraid to go get a tuxedo, even though that was very kind of him. I haven't spoke to him in so many years. I realized I'm flying into Philly, and a day before I go into Philly, I go, I don't have a tuxedo for Andrea's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I call Lisa, my cousin Lisa, and Linda, sorry. Jeffrey's wife is Lisa.
Okay.
And I say, look, I hate to do this. I haven't talked to Jeffrey in 15 years, or 20 maybe. I call him. You know, there's some with family, tight or not. I felt that they were very kind.
Okay.
You know, he called me right back. He's like, come on in. I'll hook you up. But then I don't want to go buy a tuxedo. It wasn't the alterations, because I know that would be great. But like, if I get it home, all that happens, if I buy a tux and my friend Lacey, you know, she goes, I'm like, I won't like it.
But isn't the whole thing, the whole point of a tuxedo is that it's timeless. They all look sort of the same, as long as it fits and it has the right shape.
I was nervous I wouldn't get that type.
Can I say something? We're close enough where I can say this to you. You're a little too old to be renting a tuxedo. You're a little too old, too successful.
By the way, this is all getting bleeped out. I won't bleep curses
out.
Honestly,
Todd, you're a little too old, too successful, too hip to be renting a tuxedo.
Okay, I agree with you. I agree with you. Not only that, because as you get older, you have a little more style. You get it, and I do think that, because I think with the tuxedo, here's what it is: the shirt. And I was right, because when I saw Andrea's husband to be's tux, it was, everything was the same. The only thing that gives it a little style, and I was so right on the money. His shirt had a little bit of a groove in it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a ruffled shirt, obviously. Right. You don't get that. It had a little bit of groove in it. And if the bow tie is not a clip-on, it's a little different looking. And it makes it look like a little more
don't
style.
Don't get a clip-on bow tie.
I had to wear one because the one I did, I bought a one where you tie it yourself.
Uh-huh.
It was too little. I didn't get a big enough one.
Okay, wait. Let's back up.
Hold on.
So whose wedding was this?
Andrea. Andrea is very close. She's practically
one of your
sister.
Best friends.
Yes.
And she was marrying a guy.
She's marrying a guy. But let me go back to the tuxedo real quick.
Okay, okay.
So the other thing is the shirt had a little bit, not just a typical shirt, the bow tie and shoes. I knew I was right. When you get the tuxedo shoes, there's those glossy shoes. What you have
military
to do.
Military shoes.
Yeah.
You don't want.
Well, some people would say they like them. I like when you take a pair of shoes with a little more style, but they need that shine. You bring them to a shoe place.
Right.
Not just a buff. But there's a spray, and it's like a high fucking gloss spray, but I couldn't get it. But when I saw Dane, everything. He had the bow tie, the shirt with a little... The black pants and the black jacket and the vest, they were the same as mine. Mm-hmm. But his shirt, his bow tie, and his shoes, that's where it
took it up an extra notch.
But when I go back to Philly, I'll go to Boyd's and get a...
I'll
go get a real... Do you know what I wanted to get? But I'm glad I called her, because she said, I don't care what tux you
wear. How many suits do you own?
None.
No.
I have one. I had none.
You own zero suits?
Zero suits. When I did Jimmy Kimmel once and I needed to wear a suit, they got me one. And that was the only time I needed a suit.
Oh, buddy. This is our 2013 resolution. We're going to get you a tuxedo and a suit.
Well, when I lost a little weight, I did have a suit, but I got rid of it.
Lost a lot of weight. It's okay.
Yeah, by one time, my friend Kevin and I, Kevin's almost Dr. Kevin Seuss, used to share a suit. And
he did?
That's the truth. And guess when it became a problem? When he was getting married.
And you had to be at the wedding.
I need the suit. That's a true story. And then they ended up wearing tuxes, but before then. So I go to the wedding. I'm taking my sweater off here. So anyway, we go to the wedding. It's up in Telluride. And we're staying with my friend.
Uh-huh.
How about that? That's progress.
Progress. That's progress right there.
Yeah, don't tell me I'm not helping kids if I say my friend. It's baby steps.
Uh-huh.
I think that's I give myself a lot of credit.
Uh-huh.
Has a client.
Should we give him like a name, a pseudonym?
No.
Okay, just friend, quote unquote. Yeah. Okay.
Has a client that has a house in Telluride.
Uh-huh.
And it's on 1,000 acres. Mm-hmm. And that's where we stayed. It was a half an hour away from the wedding. Now, she's very green. And as you know, I'm not always green, but I admire it. I believe in it. I don't defy.
You're a big supporter of the movement.
Yeah, just because I'm not good at it, I'm not going to redefine the rules of what green is by what I have the capabilities of doing, or what I have the capabilities of doing, whatever I want. But you know what I mean? People are like,
Uh-huh.
I want to be green. I admire it. It makes sense while we're on this planet. Whether we can reverse the damage or not, we don't have to be gluttonous while we're here.
Okay, Singer. Todd's cell phone is ringing.
What's that say?
That says Singer Portland Joe is calling Todd as we're recording the podcast.
Surprise, I don't stop everything. You got anything new for me? What do you got, huh?
Why don't you answer it?
No.
Oh.
Hold on, I just did. But
I like that you just answered it and then hung up.
Well,
on him.
Because I accidentally. Sorry.
Joe?
He starts singing right away. Okay, hold on. So we stay in the house, and everything is like, you know, like in the shower. It's a barn in the middle of nowhere, like a house barn. And then there's a colony about a 3-minute walk that is literally, I mean, it's been rebuilt and gentrified or whatever you want to call it, where people used to live in the 1800s, where they settled.
Mm-hmm.
And those little, they live on the property. People can live in there, but they have to help maintain the property.
Mm-hmm. Like a commune.
Yes. And they help. There's some llamas down there and stuff. And those homes have an outhouse. They have an outdoor shower, like in a hut. And it's very the house.
I'm a big fan of the rustic.
I know.
And I'm a big fan of the historical throwback. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I could like take it for more than 24 hours.
Listen up. Here we go. So. The house we're staying in, by the way, I do admire the person. I noticed one thing, and my friend Mike said something interesting who was also staying there. I noticed, like, it's all rustic in the shower. Not only, it's you know, there's the compost bin. I can't list enough things. But then I noticed she has, like, a brand new washer and dryer, and I said something, you know, affectionately teasing her. I said, oh, notice I got the fancy washer. He goes, you know why? Because it's not about her faking like it's a old-timey, like get an old washer and dryer so it looks cool. New washers and dryers, he said, are more efficient.
Right.
Same thing with a refrigerator. They had a brand new refrigerator. So, I you know, I was like, no.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. But here's the one thing that was tough for me, but yet I admire it. When you go to the bathroom.
Shitting in a bucket.
Well, close. Did I tell you this yet?
Yes. No.
I didn't tell you this.
No.
When you go to the bathroom, there's a toilet and there was a shower with running water, even the shower, even things that they made look rustic that they didn't have to just to give it.
Uh-huh.
Like when you went into the bathroom, it was all stone and rock and like a boulders that made the shower.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you took, it was very cool. And there was a bucket, so you put the water while you were getting it to the right temperature, filled the bucket up, and with that, they water plants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then one time I got shampoo in there and I thought, oh my God, what do I do?
Oh my God, I'm going like, to kill the plants.
Yeah, they call a week later, all the tomato plants are dead.
But they have great hair.
If I had the 30 Rock theme, I would play it. The toilet. There's a toilet and you can go to the bathroom, you can poop. But when you use the toilet paper, you can't put it in the toilet. There's a bin next to it. Oh. Now, I know. When I first heard that, I swear, I was so ready for it to smell. Whatever it is, maybe there's charcoal?
Yeah, sure.
In there, I don't know. But it did, like, you had to put it in there. And it's like, again, I respect it. I don't know if it's because it was a green thing. I would imagine they put that stuff in the compost. I don't know. Or maybe they have a septic tank on site and it was and it was bad for it. Two times. One time. I'm getting nervous that something will happen and they'll hear this. Okay. Two times.
Just be honest. Yeah,
I'm going to edit this if I find out anything happened. Oh, come on. Two times I forgot and I put a little toilet paper in there.
And then what happens?
I don't know. I got nervous. I thought, what if it's serious? Like all of a sudden shit starts flying in the house from every air vent possible. Uh-huh. Two times. It was a teeny little bit. I was like, oh.
Did they reuse the shit for like compost purposes? And
if they use that shit and put it in the tomato plants.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. But anyway, so we stayed there and it was very nice. We went to the wedding and it's just the.
How was the wedding?
It was great. Everything was great.
Were you in the way? Because here's. Oh, here, wait, can I ask you a question? Like, you are best friends with the bride.
She's practically my sister.
She's practically your sister. Andrea, I've met her. She's gorgeous and funny and great. You guys used to fuck,
we used
right?
to fuck. Yeah, that's when I say. That's when I say practically my sister.
So
there's a good story here.
There
coming
is?
Up. Yes, about
what?
Well,
let's hear it. Let's get into it. What are you waiting for?
About a month ago, Andrea comes to me and she goes, "Todd, I want you to be, you know, but I'm going to preface the fuck out of this. Everyone I asked, weddings are whatever you want them to be.
Uh-huh.
They're not the old traditional way. Things are changing. I get it." But because of my situation.
And Andrea used to be your foil for whenever you would, like, need to throw the dogs off the scent.
Yeah, I'd bring Andrea.
You'd bring Andrea either into the conversation or you'd literally bring Andrea to a party.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would serve as your friend's.
As my girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Problem was, when she later broke up with her boyfriend, it was great when she had a boyfriend because she could bring her places and she couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
When she broke up with her boyfriend, I'd bring her to a wedding and people go, "I think your girlfriend's making out with someone in the bathroom." Or in, you know, in the coat check.
Hey, your girlfriend's giving her a number like it's on fire.
Jesus. I go, "That whore, I knew it. That's why I left her." That actually did happen when she was single. No, she would be flirting with someone that she had every right to do. So,
okay, so she
so she
to
wants
be in
me
the
to
wedding,
be in the wedding party
in her wedding party
on her side.
Yeah, as a what do you call them?
Well, they
a bridesmaid,
but they call them groomsmen. You just
groomsmen.
Yeah, I think that's what I told myself.
Bridesman. Are you gonna mark that? No, come on.
Bridesman.
Okay.
Come on, everybody. Daniel, come on.
Okay, so she asked you to be in the wedding party.
And at first I was like, you know, I was like, oh, I was so embarrassed. And I get it, because of, you know, my being it was a, I was gonna say if I was a guy, but I am a guy. Make no mistakes about it.
If you were a straight guy with any hang-ups.
Wouldn't give a shit about it.
Right.
But you know what? I was proud of myself. I got over it.
Okay, so you
were a little paranoid.
You were a bridesmaid.
Stop. I was a groomsman on the bride's
side. Did you feel like you wasted the money on the tuxedo since you had to wear the dress?
No shit. You deserve this. Okay. First of all, that's hilarious. That's very funny. No, I didn't wear a dress. I like how I have
to say
that.
Clarify that.
But, and then, you know, I was nervous because I don't know all Dane's friends. And
yeah,
they
Dane
were,
is the husband.
Dane's the husband. They were all cool. And once I got to hang out with everyone and they were all fun, I didn't care.
Yeah.
So, but the wedding, the ceremony, not everything else. We have to take a gondola up to the top of this mountain, and then they had a tractor.
Telluride is a skiing resort, and it's very tiny. They have a film festival there every fall, and outside of that, it's just a very.
By the way, he's addressing the audience now.
Yeah, I'm talking to you guys.
I could tell the style in which you were doing it. It was like,
just in case some people don't know what Telluride is, it's a very upscale, you could say, right, community up in the mountains of Colorado, and they have a great film festival, a very niche, unique film festival there every fall, and it's a beautiful place.
And yes, and it was very nice, and to go past it, to move past, you know, to the part that I want to talk about, you had to take these gondolas, which are like ski lifts, up to the top where the ceremony was. And then you get halfway up there, and then there was another cabin lodge we got into, and then a big tractor pulling a mammoth sled.
Really?
Yes. A mammoth sled, like 100 feet by 40 feet. Whatever. It was big. And
not that big.
No, it was, well, 100 yeah, you're probably feet right. By 40 about feet? Three car lengths.
Okay.
A big sled, and that pulled us up there to the top. And we were all in it. Andrea went in it with a few people with her wedding dress and everything. We all get up to the top, and the ceremony, just the ceremony, is outside.
In the middle of the winter.
Rich. Now, look, knowing that Andrea might hear this, I have to admit, at first, I thought space heaters. No. So, I don't have winter clothes. I don't have winter clothes. Why am I talking different?
You don't have winter clothes, or you didn't bring winter clothes?
I don't have them normally.
Okay.
You know, I go from cabs to hotels.
Yeah.
So, the most I have is two light jackets, and I put them on over
That's
each
true.
Other.
Like, in the... We've known each other for a long time. I don't think I've ever seen you wear, like, a winter outfit.
I have
like
a jacket.
A puffy
there.
Coat.
Nope.
With a hat and a scarf.
No.
And gloves.
No.
No.
I have a light winter jacket for 40-degree weather.
Uh-huh.
That I just got for Christmas. But I go, it's going to be outside.
Would you get that Patagonia jacket, too?
No. I got a J. Crew.
Oh.
So I don't like the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the...
You don't like the cold.
I don't like the cold. I'm like Kevin Meaney's joke. I don't like the heat. Why don't you move where it's cold? I don't like the cold. I want to live in the mall where their temperature's always the same and people are nice. Good morning, Shoppa Meaney. Good morning, Shoppa Smith.
Did you see that tweet I sent you, Jonathan Katz?
Yes. Jonathan...
The inauguration isn't done until
inauguration
Kevin Meaney sings We Are the World.
He said the inauguration would be better.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, I'm a huge Jonathan Katz fan.
Who isn't?
From the early days of his stand-up, he did very unique things.
He's the best.
And then also, you know, Jonathan Katz, Dr. Katz,
yes.
Now Explosion Bus. He was at Louis C.K.'s show, and then he texted me later... some nice thing, and I go, I wish I would have known. I would have loved to say hi to him, and he left me some very funny messages. He's got a very soothing, funny voice.
He's very even with his delivery, and then like you have to figure out that it's funny.
That's well said.
His voice doesn't tip the joke.
It's up to you. I think that's a compliment.
I think so too. Yeah, I think it's a huge compliment.
I know you did. I know you did, and it is. So I decide I'm not going to be cold. I know that day is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I buy a winter jacket, like a CIA jacket, long trench coat. I go, what type of...
I don't know why you think CIA wear, that's what they wear.
What do they wear when you see them? The long jackets. I don't know why. You're right. I don't know why I think that. But the long jacket.
Not a jacket. You mean a coat.
You wore
like a pea coat.
A pea coat, right. All the way to my, past my
balls.
Knees. Yeah, all the way to my balls.
Past my knees, all the way down to my balls. All the way down. Okay.
Remember, it's funnier at home. All right.
Okay.
So I buy that, and then at the tuxedo place, I go, what hat do you wear with a tuxedo? Thank you.
So what did they do? They give you a top hat?
They go...
That's the only hat you can wear with a tuxedo.
Fedora. So I know. So
no.
I go...
Fedora, really?
Yeah. So I go and I buy the earmuffs that go around the back of your head.
Uh-huh.
You know, I go, I get those. I get the long jacket. I get the scarf. And I go to the... In Philadelphia, I go to... I got another funny story about buying the tuxedo. Please remind me.
Okay.
I go and I get a box of warmers, hand warmers.
Okay.
You know what hand warmers are? You open them up, you sort of rub them around a little bit, and they get really warm. And about an hour later, I do a test run on them in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
They get really warm an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a box of them. I think there's 20 of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm not going to be cold for 20 minutes during the ceremony. And then granted, it was beautiful. That I saw some of the pictures. It's snow, about 80 to 100 people sitting in these rows, a lot of candles lining the alleyway, the pathway to the stage or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, sure. The altar.
The altar. And I break open all my pocket warmers. I'm very organized, and they're open in my bag.
You start selling them.
No.
You make a little extra scratch.
I wish
you... Who's called?
Huh?
You don't need to be. You should see the guy in the fedora.
Daniel, it's meaner than that. I wish I would have sold them.
What?
So anyway, I put them in my pockets. Uh-huh. I put them in my gloves. I got gloves. I got a scarf.
Uh-huh.
I have them everywhere in my pants pockets, in the front, in the back. And I'm going outside, and there's some elderly people
uh-huh.
that are freezing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little hot at this point.
I'm sweating.
But I didn't want to give any away. Like, how much would I help
like,
them?
You have them in all these pockets, and did you break them? And
I broke them.
So they're working.
When I left the uh-huh. place where we were staying, uh-huh. I opened all 20 and broke them. I didn't want to get up there and have to rip open the plastic. I knew. Open them.
So you're insulated fully these heat packets.
I'm very warm.
Too warm.
So, yeah. So I have a few left over, and I walk down the aisle, and I look for somebody that's cold, and I get one, the oldest person there, I gave three of them to.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, she was so appreciative. It's like I gave her a pot.
Uh-huh.
And then we get up to the front, and, you know, you want to be funny, but not too funny, and a baby starts crying hysterically. And I go, Dane, stop crying. Because that's the
it's funny.
And then out of nowhere, the dress, somebody goes, you know, it's when everything's settling. The person who's speaking, I don't know if it was I don't know what his background was. He might have just been a sermon. I don't know what he was, but you know,
you mean the person that conducted the ceremony.
Yes, yes, who was great. He was really great. He said it from his heart. It was really, really cool. And
the person's speaking.
So yeah, everything's settling, and then someone goes, move her dress. It's near the candle,
mm-hmm.
right? So Nikki, the bridesmaid, turns to me and says, hold my flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I very loudly go, now I'm not being on the girl's side and holding flowers.
It's funny.
Big laugh.
Big laugh.
Yeah. So I was happy about that. And that made me think, I let everybody know I wasn't crazy about being on that side. And then the ceremony happened. And then we went inside and...
Did they do the thing where they go, if anyone here thinks there's a reason why these two should not be married, speak now,
well, I think
or forever hold your peace. Did they do that?
I think that's why they did it in the cold. So everyone wanted to get warm, just in case anyone was going to object.
Did they say that?
They don't do that anymore.
They
fuck
didn't really
that.
Say that?
No, fuck that. Two people think they're meant to be together. All you need is some fucking wackadoo. All right.
Hey, I have some thoughts.
You be the guy. You be the priest saying this. You be the...
Now...
Hey, wait. In post, can you put a little reverb? That's right, motherfucker. Affectionately said. Can you put a little post right now in Daniel's voice when he's the... You know, you're making the speech.
Yeah. So now, before we move on, does anyone here object to...
I got something I want to say!
Okay, there's a pirate coming down the aisle. Sir? I don't know who let you in here with that parrot. But go ahead.
I don't know why I chose to do a pirate voice. You're right. Because I could have easily done this. Yes, I have something
I'm one of the gondola drivers.
By the way, speaking of this, the wherever we had the wedding, it was very beautiful. This happens a lot, and it really fucking gets me fucking mad. In one of the hotels we all went to where the rehearsal dinner was, the staff had an attitude, and this has been talked about before. It's not everybody.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the other hotels, just awesome and nice. And we're not talking about people that are dicks. I know our group was a friendly group. I know the way I talk to people. It's like what I say. You know, I don't think soup Nazis are cute.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right, I know
what you mean. I admire a restaurant that doesn't need to put up with an asshole customer.
But you don't like when they take pride in it. And
I don't want to go. I admire if you've been in business so long that if the customer's an asshole, you can go fuck you. I admire that. You know, no, you don't get to talk to our waitress like that. We've been, you know, but not when you soup Nazi to me, which was slang that from Seinfeld, uh-huh. right? Means you're a dick to all customers,
right?
And fuck you. I hope you go under. I will not support you. Your soup ain't that. that good.
Right.
Your cheesesteak ain't that good. Your right. cheesesteak, fuck you. I hope you go under. I hope you fucking fuck you. Yeah, nah, I'll take a can of Progresso soup and put a stick of butter in it. It's just as fucking good. Your soup ain't that good. Fuck you.
Progresso, their commercials with the talking into the can.
Nah, they can do
it. It's a little much. Like, yeah. hey, we're wacky.
I get it.
We're wacky. Our soup is wacky.
I don't think you should have wacky. You know what else bothers me?
Don't be wacky.
There's a lot of, and this is in a lot of different cities, and we'll get back to this.
Uh-huh.
Remind me to get back to the staff at the hotel. But I don't know why I thought about this, but there's a lot of companies. They're like meat companies that uh-huh. sell like meat, and it says you can't beat our meat on the side of their trucks. That's a jerk-off joke, right?
Right.
No. Are you positive?
It has to be.
What else would it be? You can't beat our meat. Why would you want to have a jerk-off, a masturbation joke around your food? You can't beat our meat. Get it? Right? That has to be.
That has to be.
No, seriously.
I don't know any other instance where beat our meat is used other than jerk off.
Beat our meat. Ugh, I don't want to eat your meat, let alone beat your meat. All right.
Hello, so, Progresso.
Hello.
Hello. Progresso. You know, actually, I just signed up with the Progresso phone plan. It's a pretty good phone. It's a can, and they have video, but texting is awful because your fingers smell like soup the whole day.
All right, there we go. So the staff had this attitude, and look, I want to overpreface. I know that I'm nice. First thing I did was go over, and I tipped. They were being a little cold.
Uh-huh.
So look, I'm not one to throw around money, but I went over. I thought maybe this will change a lot. I went over, and I had only had $25 cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to a friend of mine, Mike. I said, Mike, do you have any cash on you? He had $25. I walked over, and I said, because I've been getting some drinks. It was open bar, wine and beer. I said, here's $50. So, in case I forget about you at the end of the night.
Uh-huh.
Didn't change anything.
Didn't change anything?
For me, but not their attitude towards the whole. It was like, I want to explain this right. These are people, and I think Tom Martin used to have a joke about this in his act. We're rebels. We're up here. Not everybody. There's other people that are very kind at the other hotels. But this staff, it was a very distinct. We're like, we don't need corporate America. The only uh-huh. thing we're involved with corporate America is where we work and all the money we get. Other than that, we're so, shut the fuck up.
Right.
It was like I heard a waitress go, I'm not in the mood for this tonight. What? Where you get your
working?
What, kind people that are having a wedding? Let alone if it was a big group of assholes, I get it. But a kind group of people, and they all were like this, we don't need this, we're just like mm-hmm. up here, and like you people come
we escaped the world,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you people
we
come up here
this.
And get in our way.
Yeah.
You're not even working at a little out of the way local place where you could maybe think that, where some mm-hmm. fucking people come to visit.
Mm-hmm.
When people mm-hmm. from out of town find the local bar,
yeah.
Okay, I get it. But you're working in a corporate, go fuck yourself.
You're working in a high-end resort where rich people come to ski and get away. You are the corporate America.
Yeah, you're working at the Marriott of the mountain.
Right.
So fucking relax.
Right.
And you both all the guys that work there and all the girls that work there, you're not good looking anymore. Okay, you've seen your better day. You're hitting 40 and you don't,
and the whole rebel thing's not cute
anymore.
Yeah,
you're strutting around. It doesn't look
good.
Get
a savings account and health insurance. Like the rest of us.
All right.
Do you have any more wine?
Excuse me. How dare you? You're making me look like I'm seducing you. We do, but we'd have to take a break.
No, let's
Can you
let's
take
keep
a
going.
Break?
No, let's keep going. I don't know if I can take a break.
I don't know if I can take a break. Let alone you.
No, I don't know if I could. If I know how to stop.
What
this
time
recording.
Do we start?
I mean, it's right there. It's we're at okay. 36 minutes.
I haven't even started. So there's that. The wedding was it was all fun. And then, by the way, skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about skiing.
Did you ski?
No.
You don't ski.
I don't ski, and I don't want to be one of these people. Before I go into it, that goes, the things because I don't want to ski.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone skiing? Why? People like to ski, and I get it.
I love to ski.
I do police ride-alongs. I'm serious.
It's just as dangerous, and it costs a lot less.
And I sit in a chair, and I just drive a car fast. It's just as invigorating without the work.
Yes, I agree.
Imagine if every time I did a police ride-along for 20 minutes, I had to walk up a hill to do more police ride-alongs.
No, it makes sense. I love skiing, though, but yes.
Oh, Todd, we did
it. You're not a big sports exercise for pleasure guy anyway.
I don't like fatigue.
Right.
I don't like fatigue. And I thought of you have to go. You got your jacket and the scarves, and you got the... The thing and the skis and the poles and you drag it and it just seems like
sit on that thing while it brings you up and
seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
People look like they're having fun.
And a lot of money.
Yeah, we got into this one. Is it a gondola? I'm saying it right.
I don't know if it's. I think it's called a lift.
They called it a gondola where I was. The lift is where it's open. The gondola is like where six people can get in it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because in Telluride, they're closed.
They're closed in.
They're closed in.
Right.
So it's like a little capsule.
Yeah. And by the way, scared. Fucking shitless of getting in there, looking down.
Yeah.
It's really... I'm not good with heights.
You don't survive that. If by any freakish accident that cable breaks and that fucking thing falls down and doubles down the mountain, you don't walk away from that.
And as scared as I was, I didn't mind making every joke. Like, I was... All I do, every time we got in there, I go, all that thing has to do is snap.
Yeah.
So we're on there with there's two little kids on there,
uh-huh.
And they're really cute. You know, it's fun to talk to kids that age, and they're by themselves. And even I was a little bit like, their parents let them come on here by themselves, mm-hmm. but I'm sure they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of mine goes, by yourself, be careful. Don't, you know, there's a lot of strangers up here. And I go, and I looked at him, don't fucking say that.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, you don't say that. And he very quickly realized it. Because the minute we got out of it, I went, I opened my mouth. He goes, I know. He just said, be careful. And he was trying to be, don't say it. That weirds them out.
You don't say it because the truth is, you're strangers and you were fun and interesting and nice and safe.
Right. And just to talk to them and they're just these like... Great little spirits, you know. They were one of the brother and sister were on there, and they were probably 10.
I love.
And they were skiing.
I love kids that get it. Kids that are, you could tell, like they're interested. They're funny. They laugh.
You know what?
When you fuck with them, they laugh.
They got my jokes.
Yeah, they get.
And
it.
I told them.
Oh,
I go,
that's nothing better than that.
When we got to the bottom, their parents mm-hmm. were outside, and I go, "You got good kids," and I go, "They're going to be successful," and I know. They go, what makes you say that? I go, because they laughed at all my jokes. And I meant it. Like, they got my jokes. Same way.
You ever meet a kid that, like, doesn't get it?
I hate them.
You just want to go, you're going to have a horrible life, you little shit.
Yeah, exactly. Just because I want them to laugh at my jokes because I'm being nice. Yeah. Matter of fact, a lot of the waiters and waitresses at the affair,
uh-huh.
you know, at the wedding, when they get, like, you can tell when you make good jokes. I love when they get your jokes.
Yeah.
And they go, is there anybody sitting here? Whenever there was somebody missing, I said that they died and got hit by a bus.
Uh-huh.
You can tell that. Like, I forget. I look like a full-grown adult. And uh-huh. then there's this guy sitting there going, they died, hit by a bus. Horrible bus accident. And the waiter was laughing, which made me like him. And then later we smoked pot outside, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So,
and then you get fired.
No. I hope not. You know what? I don't know why I have this written down. Well, you know, I love animals. And, you know, I think people listening to this show adore them. I think mm-hmm. everyone knows that. And I think if I point that, well, Adam, we're just segueing to another topic. Because somebody did this last weekend. I really like dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if you're going to be able to weigh in on this. Bringing your dog to my house?
No.
Right?
Bringing your dog to someone else's house?
Yeah.
First time ever? Like, not that close of friends?
Don't even ask.
You don't bring your dog to
okay, hold
people's
on.
Houses.
I want to be really fair. If there's two people and they're really close and they go, be honest with me. Honest. I mean, you got to beg someone. That's the way I would say it. I mean, I'm seriously, do not. Okay, I get it. But I've had it happen where they don't say anything.
No, here's what needs to happen, in my opinion. First, you need to, first of all, that other person needs to have a dog whose house you're coming over to. Second of all, you need to have gone out with both your dogs together to a dog park or something, or hiking together with your dogs. Then you say, hey, can I bring my dog to your house? You don't just automatically bring your animal to someone's house when you're going over for dinner.
Yeah, and because they always go, oh, he's not usually this hyper at home. And by the way, it's never the dog's
he's
fault.
He's always that hyper at home.
Well, I have a different theory. He might not be that hyper
really?
At home. It's his home. He's used to it. Yeah. The sounds, the noises. He's a little hyper. He's in a strange house. It's not the dog's fault. So I don't get mad at the dog, but I always think, yeah, leave your fucking dog at home. And let me tell you something, anybody listening, there are exceptions. There are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tells you or you ask and you go, please. You can't ask someone to be honest with you. You have to beg them. So, if, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? You have to say, trust me, do not, do not blink an eye at it. If you're like, well, I'd be more comfortable without it, tell me it's not a big deal. You got to make someone so comfortable to say, no, don't bring your dog. It's been happening a lot lately.
People bring in their dogs over to your house?
Well, somebody did it up in Telluride at the house. They go, oh, and they came in with their dog and it was running. Oh, get the fucking dog out of here. But anyway, and then later when it calmed down, it was a nice dog. But I don't know why I wanted to talk.
So it all worked out.
Yes.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I know. It's anticlimactic.
What else you got on that piece of paper?
What else do you got on your piece of paper? I have to pee.
You do?
Can you talk for like a minute?
All right, but then I have to pee after you go.
Are you serious?
Right, so why don't you go pee first?
You swear to God?
Yeah, I swear to God. And then I'll talk, and then you all go pee. Okay. Yeah,
here's what I want you to do so I don't hear
What's funny is that you're never going to hear what I'm going to say right now.
I'll hear it when I listen to the show.
Oh, you're going to listen? You listen to the show?
I'm a subscriber. No, but I want you to really whisper to what you're saying so I don't hear it. Because if you talk at this volume, I'll hear you.
Go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what's happening. I'm going to describe to you what Todd Glass's hotel room is. First of all, there's a T-shirt covering the lamp right over the desk. That is to get the lighting just right. Second of all, Todd puts away everything the hotel puts out, like magazines, menus, all of that gets discarded right away, right? Second of all,
here I come.
There is a dead... Oh, hey, buddy.
You have to really go?
Yeah, I really don't.
All right. So I'm going to... What you said, and then you're going to hear what I said later.
Okay.
I'm going to go the nice route. You know, it's fun to have a friend that you literally don't see for 3 weeks, and I couldn't be any more excited to hang out with Daniel tonight. And then tonight, after this, we're going to go to dinner, smoke a little, go hit an open mic night. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to hear. What did he say? Did he say anything about me? Did he? Happy birthday, Glenn. Jesse Wentridge. Adam Flowers. You sent us some good stuff, too, for next week. We got some good stuff next week. Chris Burden, sound extraordinaire, his friend. Sent some really good stuff in. So, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm running out of stuff to say. Here we go.
Can I get a wine out of your mini bar?
Yes.
Come on, you cheap prick.
That's right. Preston sent some stuff in. I couldn't remember who sent stuff in. You know what's funny about the wine out of the mini bar? I remember a long time ago when we were doing college shows.
Yeah.
And Carrot Top
story coming up.
Carrot Top had a lot more money than everybody because he was making a lot more money. And I always thought he was so generous in a very understated way. Like, but I remember going back to the...
You want some?
No, but you can get me a bottle. Get me a little thing of Jack. What's that? Two bottles of Jack and a bottle of wine. What should I plan on? $50? I like because they think... I like because they think they're creating a convenience for you with the mini bar. And I get it. Let's say a bag of pistachios or whatever, or a bag of potato chips normally cost $1.80.
Yeah.
You know what? $3. I get it. And that's fair. Yeah. It's the convenience.
But $5?
If somebody said three cashews, they're normally, let's say, $7. Yeah. It's in your fucking mini bar. You don't need cashews. Pay the goddamn price.
Uh-huh.
But $20? Go fuck yourself. I'm right, right?
I'm with you. I think the whole mini bar, how overpriced it is, I think that's a bit of a hyperbole now. I don't think it's that overpriced. Is it?
No, I think it is.
You do? Well, let's see. Let's see what the prices are.
Yeah, go get the prices. Okay. And then we're going to talk about urban legends.
Oh, my God. Aretha Franklin's my favorite.
Yeah, I got it. Got a good story about urban legends. Can you grab me that Coke out of there? Hi, I'm Todd Glass. That sounded really good pouring it out of there.
I bet you. Oh fuck, buddy. I'm sorry. I just grabbed like the most expensive.
How much?
Out of that fridge.
How much? Be okay. Honest.
I'll tell you. So you're drinking what? Ginger ale. How much do you think is a can of ginger ale?
$4.50.
$3.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's fine.
That's not bad.
Maker's. Okay. How much was the bottle of Maker's?
Okay, you got Maker's Mark. That is, hang on.
$6.50.
Hold on.
No, $12. $12?
I'm looking for it.
$12.
$7.
Okay, that's okay too.
Okay, here's the wine I grabbed.
Oh, don't tell me it's $35.
$23.
That's all right.
He says it's all right because we're on the air.
No,
I'm gonna hear about this after we stop recording.
Ladies and gentlemen, early this year I had to go bankrupt
because Daniel Kino.
All right, so we're all good. You got everything neat and organized. This is mine.
Yeah.
Be careful. Okay, this is fun. 48.
I'm having a good time.
A long time ago, I was telling people, because someone told me, and I did no fact-checking on it, that Bill Cosby bought all the old...
Right, I remember this. What was it called? Fat Albert?
Do you smell that? Did you? No?
Did I fart?
Ugh, I hate that word.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I think it's the shit that I was putting in the basket at the house I was staying. Yeah, I told everybody, because someone told me that Bill Cosby bought all the old Little Rascals because, right? The Little Rascals?
Little Rascals. It was,
Were the little kids.
With the Fat Albert and...
No, it was the Little Rascals because the way black people were depicted.
Okay.
And I remember going off like, no, people need to see that. That was a bad time, but you can't just buy that and hide it.
That's not true, right?
And then finally someone said, let me Google that.
Mm-hmm.
They Googled it right away. It came up. The urban legend is not true. It's very specific, and it's obviously been discussed. And from that day forward, I thought, with Google, Google things. Don't just spread shit. So there's a friend of mine, a friend of a friend's, that constantly all he has is urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I talked to him. I want to remember what they were. They're always fake, you know. And he'll tell me something. I'll go, oh, I don't want to do this to you, but YouTube that. And he YouTubes it, and he goes,
Googles it.
It comes right up. The myth that you know is not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it again, like a month later. I go, Rob, now you know his name. I go, what? I don't want to be. And in all fairness, he's very intelligent, and he's like, I'll Google it. Fake.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized something. He's really good. He goes, yeah, I got to be more careful. You're right. I just hear it. But there's somebody else, and I don't want to mention their name. They won't stop.
You talking about me?
No. That's
for a while. For a while, that was me.
Well, did we have this exchange?
Yeah. Remember, like, we used to talk about that because I would always bring something up and you go, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, you know, when Robert De Niro on the awards, and then later they look it up, they go, and it was like, if they read closer, it says rumors with no. Right.
Or just a coincidence.
So I realized with this other person, Rob gets it, and he goes, you're right, I just hear this, and I'm very quick, as I was with the Bill Cosby story, to just repeat it. And I realized some people don't want to stop. Because that's all they got.
Mm-hmm.
It's something they have, and the reason they have it, and no one else has it, you know, a story to tell, because it's not true, and they don't want to stop. And this other person won't stop, even though every time I say to them, and I don't want to look like, in a way I feel like, why not let them have their story? What the fuck is my obsession? Because you don't start by thinking you're being a dick. With Rob, he slowly went, like me, you learn. You go, oh, yeah, maybe I should YouTube it before, Google it before But I just think it's funny that some people are very happy. You know, I found... And if you go back 30 years, they always had them. Yeah, cousin of mine. Some people...
I hate to interrupt you, but can you try this? This is the best Sauvignon Blanc I think I've ever had.
Talk about how much you hate to interrupt me.
Todd.
No, really.
No, I hate. Wait, Todd. I hate to interrupt you. Todd. I hate to interrupt you.
How much do okay? you? I won't talk about the wine.
I don't. Look, there's a lot of things I don't like. Racism, you know. I don't like prejudiced people. I don't like terrorism. I don't like dumb people. But I really, what I don't like the most is to interrupt Todd Glass. Most of the time, Todd Glass opens his mouth, it's something worthwhile, all right? It's something either smart or funny or interesting. And when I have to interrupt, and I know I have to, it breaks my goddamn heart. Okay? Now, having said that, can you stop that music? I want to interrupt it. Can you taste this wine, please?
Yes, I will.
It's so good. Okay, that's not how you taste the wine. Drink half the glass. like you just got out of the desert. And this is the first drop of water you got your hands on in 3 weeks. Jesus Christ.
I just gulped
half a glass of wine.
Excuse me, when I taste your wine.
I like it. It's thirst quenching.
It is good. It's not. Let me tell you if I'm right.
It's very, like, okay, go ahead. Shh.
It's not too sweet, but it's not too dry.
It's perfect. Yes, it has a little bit of sweetness to it, but it's not an overwhelming sweet.
No, it's really good stuff.
Matanzas Greek Winery.
Watch your mouth.
Hey.
All right. I smacked his leg, so you don't think. By the way, guess
what? So you don't think what?
But I don't think
what? So people don't think you hit me in the face?
Yeah. That sounds really bad if I go.
Okay, what else you got on that list?
By the way, when it comes to spanking children, I got an email. It was the smartest thing in the world. I'm really an intelligent emailer. You know, my whole thing, oh, it was so good they wouldn't show it on TV. And, you know, he goes, keep it clean. It was such a well-written letter. He goes, keep it clean, Todd. You're going to lose the battle, which I think you're right on. He goes, I get it. Some people will go, well, they don't show it. Keep it clean. He goes, consult your physician or a therapist. That's it. That's it. Not, oh, if they were showed on TV, because people found a loophole in that. I love the specific and the cleanly, the clearness, this email. And I wish I knew his name, because he was basically saying, when you're right and you get confusing, you start losing people. Because some people will go, well, they didn't show it on TV, because consult an expert.
Yeah.
Consult an expert.
That's all you have to do.
Done. Make a call. Boop, boop, boop. Make an appointment, go in, 90% of the experts will tell you what you need to hear. And whatever they tell you, fuck Todd Glass, listen to them. I love the cleanliness of that.
Let's do the bit where the customer service person won't let you get off the phone.
Oh, okay.
I'll be the guy, you'll be the customer service person.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Can we talk about one more thing?
What?
You know when you go to the perfume or cologne department?
No.
You've never been through the cologne?
I've been through them, but I've never like.
You don't think they're aggressive? When you look at you ever go, I was. I'll tell you why. I went with my friend Nikki when I was going to maybe get a tuxedo, and we went to in Los Angeles. I forget it was in a nice store in. I forget the name of the store, but it was a sort of a high end store, and I went with her. She wanted to look at, and we noticed they're very aggressive in the cologne department, and I noticed that too. Even if you're at Nordstrom's or Macy's over the years, more than the other. Parts of the store. Like, if you go to a clothing store, sometimes you get an aggressive person. Mostly.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Throw a pair of pants at you? Well, like, with the thing, they could spray it onto the air, right?
Well, first of all, they don't.
They don't spray it onto the air anymore?
No.
Oh.
They don't. But
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, they're very aggressive with when they see you in their perif. They come lurking over. And I was like, but in the clothing department, once in a while, but mostly you get someone that walks over, mostly in the clothing department, hey, how you doing? If you need any help, I'm over here. I'd say 75% of the time. 25% of the time in the clothing department, yes, they might be a little bit like, please, give me my room. Because the minute they say, you know, there's people that know how to do it. So I know that I'm being fair. There's salespeople that get it. Come over, hey, if you need me, I'm over here, and then go away. But in the cologne or the perfume department, they're very aggressive to the point of leave me the fuck alone. Like, I'm not going to buy it. I walk over and they see you. They come darting over like a fucking ravaging, is that the right term?
Sure,
dog.
Sure.
Hey, can I help? And I feel bad. First thing I think is that's how they make their money. I try to be kind.
Do they work on commission?
Ding dong. Is that the right term?
Sure. Do they?
I couldn't. I had to find out.
Yeah.
I had to find out. Whatever department store we were in,
uh-huh.
I wish I could think of the name of it.
Was it in L.A.?
It's in L.A.
Bloomingdale's?
No, it was in Beverly
Fred
Hills.
Fred Siegel?
Nope.
Barney's.
I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a nice store.
Yeah, it's a very nice store.
Yeah, yeah. You would think they would know.
You think they would lay the fuck off. Yeah.
You would think that there'd be, listen, yeah. There's a goddamn way you treat a customer.
Yeah.
Let them know you're there. Let them know you want to take care of them.
Yeah.
But don't fucking lurch over them.
If people walk into Barney's, they want to spend money. They didn't walk in there by accident.
No. Every time we went to a different counter, you know, maybe mm-hmm. I wanted to steal a little moisturizer, mm-hmm. squirt, 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 you know, a little free. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to put on a little $75 moisturizer. Why not? They would come. They'd see me.
I deserve it. I'm on TV.
Yeah. They'd see you and they'd come over. Leave me the fuck alone. But yet again, I think this is how they make their living. So I more wondered why. Because in every other department of Barney's, I went upstairs to look at some jackets. They were like, you know, basically like
they're
I
cool.
said, they walk over. Hey, if you need me, I'm over here. That type of, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to someone in the clothing department. I said, can we ask you a question? Meanwhile, my friend Dana is like so embarrassed. I go, we noticed, like even in this store, in the clothing and all the other departments, including your department, it's, you know, and I repeated what I just said. It's more like, hey, I'm over here if you need me. Why in the perfume or cologne is it so? He goes, that's he was really cool, and she was really cool. Mm-hmm. A guy and a girl sitting together, standing together. They go, that is so funny you asked that. We aren't positive. You would think we would know. But we think they might work on a commission from the, not the
cologne
store.
Cologne company.
But something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, that, I bet you're fucking right, because it's just weird. But anyway.
Sure, Barney's is great. Normally.
And every, you know, there were some reasonably priced. Oh, there was a guy outside.
Reasonably priced anything at Barney's.
Well, in the sale.
Yeah, there's a book of pictures for $175.
There's an Afghan over there for the there was a car outside, like a very like a Testarossa, and it was automatic.
Ferrari, you're sure?
Ferrari automatic. Yeah. Whatever it was like one of the. So I'm standing there, me and my friend Dana were going, "Who are you? Why would you get an automatic?" But I didn't want to be that guy. I thought, I don't know. And then, I swear to God, this is a true story, to George Carlin. There's an older guy who walks over, and we overhear him going...
Bud Freeman. Gets into it.
Excuse me, pardon.
Excuse me.
It said Improv 11 on the back, on the license plate.
Why 11? Well, you have to tell me why you said 11.
Oh, because Mark Lano got Improv 1. Pam Felix, he got Improv 2.
There's 11 other people that got in front of Bud.
Sure. Robert Hartman got a Improv 3.
Flip Schultz has Improv 9.
Improv 9 through 7. I mean 7 through 9, 9 through 11.
Okay, so go ahead. So this guy, older guy, walks up.
And I swear to you, we overhear him. And we are. We're looking in his car. We don't know anybody's around. We're like, why would anybody get it? And then then I hear his wife say to him, or his daughter probably, she goes, they're not talking about you, relax.
But you were.
We were. And I wanted to go back over and go, I hate to be a jerk, but this guy's, his sanity
okay,
is on
we got,
the line.
We got a, it's like, funny that we're in D.C. right now, because we have a story that's just like that about D.C.
Didn't we ever talk about this on the podcast?
I don't know if we ever talked about it on the show, but it's very apropos here.
It's so apropos. Well, one time me and Daniel were in D.C.
We were at this club. We were playing this club three years ago.
You got a great memory. We were staying at the Mayflower.
And we were staying at the Mayflower, and Todd and I were at the bar having some drinks or dinner or whatever.
There was an older guy with like bozo side hair.
Yeah. He was bald in the middle, mm-hmm. and he had a lot of thick hair on the sides. And Todd and I...
So, no, didn't you come over to me and sort of with your hand gesture the way his hair was?
Yeah, like I think I gestured like how he styles his hair, which was just in the middle, on the sides.
So he took both of his hands near his ears and acted like he was like fluffing out his hair.
On the sides.
So I
and
got
Todd
paranoid.
Goes, Todd goes, cut it out, he's going to know we're talking about him. And I would go, how the fuck would he think we're talking about him? This guy's sitting over there at the bar... on the table. We're at the bar. Just simply, all I'm doing is this with my hair.
100 feet away.
Yeah. All I'm doing is this with my hair, with my hands, which is like fluffing up the sides. How the fuck is this guy going to think, Oh, you see those two guys over there?
Yeah.
They're talking about my hair.
And then what if he said that, weren't we like he's with his wife, and he goes, they're making fun of my hair, and she goes, you're out of your goddamn mind,
and then
Henry.
He comes over, hey, are you guys making fun of my hair? Well,
well, that's the point where we can defend our own, you know, feel bad.
Defend and his sanity.
Or we can defend his sanity. So his wife, before they walk over, we pictured her going, you're out of your fucking mind. You know, we should march right over there.
You're so goddamn self-centered. You think everyone's talking about you. You're so fucking insecure.
They're making fun of my hair over there.
And then... No, they're not.
I'm telling you they are.
Get over yourself, Jeffrey.
Oh, God.
You think everyone's talking about your goddamn hair.
They had their hands and they were acting like it was...
Maybe they were talking about something pulling out of their ears.
I'm tired of you thinking I'm crazy. I'd like to walk over there right now and ask them...
All right, go ahead.
I'm crazy, aren't I, honey?
Go ahead. Yes, you are fucking crazy, and I'm this close to divorcing you. Oh. Go ahead and talk to them.
Okay, he walks over to us.
He walks over to us and goes...
And this is the way it should go.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
This is the way it would have gone.
It should have gone. Excuse me.
Yes?
Were you guys... What is your name?
Daniel. This is Todd.
Hi. Were you guys... And if you were, I don't care.
Yeah?
When you were going like that with your hands... Were you making fun of my hair?
Oh, God, sir. I'm so sorry, but we were.
You fucking half-baked bitch!
Anyway, so going back.
We're going back to what?
What were we talking about right before we started this?
Oh, I don't know. I forget.
Where are we at?
We're good. Oh, my God. I haven't even gotten started. No, we're almost. We got to go in for the descent. Oh, I'm
so decent. I like how Todd, and I think you and I have talked about this on the podcast, where Todd...
It takes me a while.
Todd, you know, when usually a comedian asks for a light, they ask for a 3 to 5 minute light.
I asked for a 30 minute light.
Todd asks for a 30 minute light. It's like a locomotive starting to shut down its engines. Okay, let's shut down 1 through 3, and then start slowing down.
Can I play this for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, where is it? Hold on. Joe made this for me, and I wasn't going to play it to next week, but a long time ago, I asked for it, like, you know, when we're going into the close.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to clean it up a little so we can understand it, but I love it. Did you hear it?
Yeah, we're going in for the close.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, let me see if I have any notes.
By the way, you got something over there as we go in for the close? I can't wait to go out to dinner tonight.
Okay, first of all...
Do you think we should tweet? Do you want to do something and we'll tell the story next week? When we're done this podcast, do you want to tweet? Is there anybody out there working at a restaurant that would like us to come... We could come out there tonight. If you have food and pot, we'll be there.
Well, it's going to drop Friday.
No, we'll tweet it. When we hang up, and then we'll talk about it next week on the podcast.
Sure, we'll tweet something.
Okay.
Hey, a couple of things. The original Django... there's the Django Unchained. Quentin Tarantino wrote and directed a very, very great movie. Great movie. There's the original Django, which is starring Franco Nero, and I think that was shot in the 60s, which was... You're going to love this. You're going to love me for bringing this up. Because people are, like, very against Django. It's so violent. It's too violent. And it says the N-word many times. And the original Django... with Franco Nero is 10 times as violent. And this was from the 60s. Twice as many people die. Twice as much shit happens. It's literally twice as violent. And that's the original Django.
Well, I don't know. The only thing that I realized once
Storage
I watched
Wars,
it...
I realized it's bullshit, finally.
Oh.
By the way. Yeah, I just now realized it's bullshit.
Yeah, they planted stuff in there.
Yeah, because they blessed because it's because I would always be so fascinated by the fact they would be like, oh my god, I found a bunch of old clothes, a bike, and a samurai sword that's 300 years old. How did that get there? And I would always go, oh, good for you. Hey, I found a bunch of old CDs. A gun and the first printing of the Bible. Honey, take it in there.
Wait a second. We got a box of old dirty toilet paper from somebody's house in Telluride. We got over here a box of underwear and the rudder from Titanic.
Rudder from Titanic. Todd Glass, that's a great pull. Can I see that towel?
What did you just want to talk about? You had me... Oh, about the
rudder. The rudder from Titanic.
About Jenga.
It's in this locker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got the rudder. And the steering wheel, the wooden steering wheel. Don't bang on the desk.
The rudder from Titanic.
You just mentioned something. Hold on, what did you Jenga. Just mention? Look.
Too violent,
I'm
going to
say this.
Say.
I'm going to say this. Forever. You never have to worry if I say anything on the show and you want to shed some light on it, and I will always willing to learn. You never have to be aggressive when you send me an email, which a lot of people aren't, by the way. A lot of people... But when I heard that they used the N-word unnecessarily, I did see that movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't think they did. Now, I'm willing to educate myself if someone goes, well, here's why. Because I get it. There's a proper way you could use the word to show it for the hatred that it packs. And there's also probably a sloppy way that somebody would say, no, I thought it depicted what it was like then. Yeah, so you know, I was surprised that a lot of people thought that they used it unnecessarily.
I didn't feel they did either.
I saw that movie. Are you proud of me? I called Doug Benson the minute I watched. I texted him. I'm like, Doug, you're going to be so proud of me. I saw Django. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And what's the movie about the guy that was in an institution and then he came out of it and he meets a girl?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Lining.
And you liked it?
I did. I was a little sleepy and I fell asleep like 7 times, but it had nothing to do with the movie. No. I'm being totally serious.
I fell asleep 7 times.
No, I was really tired.
But it had nothing to do with the movie. I watched it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I was fighting it. Because
on Vicodin and Ambien. So it really has nothing to do with the movie.
All right, it's funny and everything what you're doing, but what I'm saying is my friend Dana wanted to watch it. I was a little tired already, but it was enjoyable, and I want to rewatch it. I remember just thinking, oh, I wish I wasn't so tired. It didn't have anything to do with the movie. But I noticed it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
Maybe they feel people need movies with happy endings right now because there's
a lot of... That's what movies are.
Well, they're not always happy endings.
Not always, but, you know, that's ideally what you want in a movie.
Some people are prejudiced. I have an uncle. He used to watch... He watched Roots backwards just so it would have a happy ending.
Roots,
That's an old joke, by the way.
I don't know.
Hold on. I can't believe I just told... I heard Jackie Martling tell that joke.
I don't know who said this. I'm not taking credit for this.
I hate that joke.
But... Someone once told me that, I don't know who said this, but I've read it on Twitter. I don't want to take credit for this line, but someone said that Downton Abbey is like the White Roots, which to me was the funniest thing
ever. I don't
even
know what that means.
Downton Abbey is the show on PBS about an aristocratic British family,
mm-hmm.
and they said that's like the White Roots. Which to me was the funniest thing fucking ever.
I feel bad. I can't.
Because you don't watch Downton Abbey.
I don't know.
Downton Abbey. If you watch Downton Abbey,
what are you yelling at?
Tweet at me. I'm so into that fucking show.
You know, by the way, you've been watching the Django? Is that it?
Yeah.
I know it was, I'm sure if it made me have this emotion, it was supposed to, but still reminds you of how important it is to just the vileness of... Of that time, and that we still make those, we're not, you know, it's, that we still, we're not learning.
I thought Django was a little too long. Could have been a little shorter.
I was watching it at home.
Unless Quentin Tarantino listens to the show, then I thought it was fucking perfect.
I hope
perfect.
He does, and I hope he puts me in the movie, because whatever movie he's doing about something.
You should be in the Super Troopers 2, if that ever happens.
I belong in that movie.
Hey, Todd, that's up. I think it's funny what you came up with doing the credits thing. You should be in the fucking movie, though. You're too funny not to be in the movie.
Can I tell you something about Super Troopers?
You could be like the enemy that's like, you know, the guy on the other
team.
But
I don't want to act.
Well, that's kind of like the whole thing about being in the movies.
I know. If it's my
acting,
if it's my show, I can do it. But once I get the blocking and everything, it fucks me up. So I don't know if I could.
I'm with you on that.
I don't want to be nervous. During the credits, it's easy.
But doesn't it make you feel at ease when It's a job that you don't have to audition for. Your friends are writing and directing it. And they go, well, God, just come in and be you.
They're not my friends. I mean, they're my new friends.
But you know what I mean.
How much did... You know what makes me feel good about having that? And I feel horrible about this right now. Kevin.
Yeah.
And Kevin Heffernan. And... Oh. Okay, hold on.
Mark that for Eric.
Having, you know, I'm spacing on their names right now, but it's okay. But I loved having those guys on the show because the, what I affectionately say, Super Troopers guys, because I loved getting, that we got along, you know, and because I love them.
More than that, like, you really got along in terms of comedy, like, more than just getting along, like, you guys got... The same jokes, and we laughed at the same shit.
Make a cleaner edit. Let's look up their names, and we'll make a clean edit.
I mean, my phone's completely off right now. Just say Super Trooper guys.
Okay. It was in the right area. Oh, no, we can't. Kevin and Steve.
Yeah.
Steve Heffernan and Kevin, right?
No, Kevin Heffernan and Steve. Just say Kevin and Steve.
You sure?
Just say Super Trooper guys.
No.
Why not? I'd rather cut off. I would really like to leave all this in.
Because it has nothing to...
Please leave all this in.
Do you know it has nothing to do with the them. Way I feel about
no,
them?
No, I know. I know.
I adore them.
I know you
adore
do.
Adore is a strong word?
Yes. No, it's not a strong word. It's the exact right word. You just draw...
I'm drawing
you just
a blank.
Drew a blank, and it's funny. I think this part of it is funny.
Okay. Okay. So... Oh, it's
Kevin and Steve. We had them on the show.
They
were great.
I love what they do so much. And that we got along so well. Like, the minute they sat down and they, first thing out of their mouths, I was like, oh, I love these guys. So it made me feel good that I love their work for a reason and that we got along, you know? Mm-hmm. And that they were kind. They seemed like decent. Like, they were kind. Like, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they were easy to get along with and easy to talk to, and I was very happy about that. Anyway, all right, fuck all that.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go in for the close right now.
Let me make sure I don't miss any notes.
You got anything over here? That was a fun...
That
by the way, next week, we're going to be at D.C. doing the show, so the next show you hear will be live from the D.C. Improv. I am so
Ancestry.com, it's kind of a ripoff, right? Like, every time I see a commercial for Ancestry.com, it's always like, hey, I went on Ancestry.com, and I found out that my great-great-grandfather was from St. Louis.
Great.
You didn't know that?
Well, what if it's worse? What
you
if
didn't
it?
Know that? Like, that's you spend $20 to find that out?
Hey, I went on what's it called?
Ancestry.com.
Ancestry?
Yeah.
I went on Ancestry.com, and I found out my dad is at work.
Hey, I went on Ancestry.com, and I found out we were Jewish. I feel kind of ripped off.
Hey. Hey. Hold on. God damn it. Oh, we're going to... Hey, I went on Ancestry.com, and I found out that I like bagels.
Hey, guess what? I went on Ancestry.com, and I found out... I have siblings.
Hey, I went on Ancestry. I'm done.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, we're going for the close.
Okay.
I never said this on the podcast ever. I'm a little toasty.
You are?
Yes.
I'm two bottles of wine into this thing. I'm excited. Let's keep going.
People. Oh, I can't wait to go out to dinner tonight. Do you know how much
I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. That's the fun part.
Let's tweet. We're in D.C. We want a place to eat. And then when we get on the podcast next week, when we do our show next week at the Improv,
The live
what's
one.
Today?
Today, Like, really, what it is today?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. This show drops Friday.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the... And then next week will be our show live from the Improv.
Hey, couple of things, by the way. If you are listening... Well, you are listening. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm talking to you. If you live in D.C. and you are in any way connected to the White House, please tweet at me at Daniel Kino, KINNO.com.
Or
Todd Glass. But really, Daniel Kino. Yeah. More so. Todd's not going to leave this fucking hotel room.
Daniel,
to go hang out with you and your fucking White House friends.
I love you.
He could give a fuck.
You think there's got to be someone out there that could get us a tour?
You could give a fuck. You're not going to go.
Shut the fuck up. Yes,
you would
I
go?
Will. Years ago, I had a tour at the White House, and
you did?
Forgot during today on Elliot.
Uh-huh.
I forgot who was the president when I went.
Really?
Yes, but no.
If you work for the White House, Secret Service, the press secretary, anything, if you could tweet at me, Daniel Kino, KINNO, at Daniel Kino, let me know that you have access and you have the ability to take us in. We would be more than happy to go.
Well, of course.
Do not tweet at Todd Glass. That would be a waste of a tweet. He's not going to respond.
Oh, first of all, I do. I respond. I don't. You know what it is? I don't respond to tweets just because it's... I don't know why, but emails, if you email me, I respond to every email.
We want
to
go. We wanna...
Every email I respond to. Do you know that?
Yeah.
By the way, a few emails that I responded to, you know...
What?
Again, they remind you... Social media is a good thing.
Yeah.
All you need is the restrain to not have it be negative. And that means that someone filters through your emails and takes out the few ones that might be bad, or you see it and you forward it. And by the way, like I said, 99% of them are usually kind.
Mm-hmm.
But the one, this week was a very special week for a few emails, and I read them and I'm like, you know, they're just very... You know, I think it's a good thing sometimes to remind yourself that people are good. So the White House.
Let's wrap it up.
Shut the fuck up. How dare you? We have one of these moments. It's 8:30. Okay. All right. So is there anything else you want to talk about?
Come to the show. If you work at the White House, please tweet at me.
Yes, please.
I want to meet Obama really bad. I would.
That would fucking...
Yeah.
I didn't even think of meeting... There's no way we're going to meet Obama, but if
don't
we
say
could,
that. You don't know that.
Well, if we could... Let me tell you something. That would be that would be very exciting for me.
It would be very exciting.
You think you would cry?
I don't know if I would cry, but...
Daniel.
But, you know...
I didn't want to tell
my
you
girlfriend.
This.
I gave my girlfriend an out. Like, if she wants... If she could ever cheat on me, it would be with Obama.
Is that who it's with?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I also got Michelle Obama, so if I could please get into the White House, get some pussy.
Can you imagine she would be like, motherfucker, I never thought you were going to get any Michelle Obama pussy. Oh, now we're definitely not getting into the
come
White
on.
House.
Come on. No, we're not.
Should we edit that out?
No, leave it in. It's fine.
Yes.
Okay. We're at the Improv in D.C. all weekend.
They know that.
Oh, they know that. Okay.
They've listened.
Okay, say goodbye.
Shh.
Shut the fuck up.
We're going to do something special. And I'm thinking about it. It's taking me a little time, but I want you to... I want to end nice. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I had a great Christmas. Sorry.
That's okay. What is that?
I was trying to find a good song to play.
As we left? By the way, a lot of people are asking Grandma Dirt's version of Try a Little Kindness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Let me tell you something. That song that Grandma Dirt did, Try a Little Kindness, it's in part two of the Christmas show, the last 3 minutes. I thought she did a really nice job with that. It really resonated with me. By the way, I tweeted a picture of a little boy meeting Mr. Rogers,
mm-hmm.
and I retweeted someone else's tweet that I think Andy Richter tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Andy Richter, but I think he might have tweeted it. And the little boy has his hands on both sides of Mr. Rogers' face, just holding it and cupping his face and looking at him, like maybe he had seen him on TV all those years and now got to see him, and was cupping Mr. Rogers' face. And man, did it make me cry.
Did you see that Judd Apatow tweet about the... He tweeted a picture of a lineup from 1989.
Yes! Yeah, I saw that.
That was his first MC gig?
Yeah.
And you were on the show?
I know. Those were... That was when I first moved out to LA. There was like a group that moved out there at the same time, and I felt like Judd was in that group, and Adam Sandler, and Rob Schneider, and David Spade, and it seemed like all at the same time, and Dave Rath, and and Judd was somebody that I would always seem to be bumping into at the improv, and I always liked him.
Yeah.
A very supportive,
future
very
guest.
Kind. And what?
Future guest.
Well, the last time I spoke to Judd, he said, can we do it in my office, which I get.
Yeah.
When I'm on the road and someone wants me to do their podcast, I go, can you come to my hotel? And I'm like, you know what?
Let's do it. Let's do it in his office. It'll be fun.
You know what? You might be right. Who says we can't get silly at his office?
Yeah. Let's get silly in his office.
You know what? I never thought of it that way. I just thought of, well, if we're not in the studio, we can't get silly.
We can get silly in the office.
We can tell some good stories, some that I remember, some that I bet Judd remembers that I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I liked him. I always say when you start out comedy, hang out with people that are supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang out with the people that are negative. And I felt like Judd was nurturing and supportive and kind and, He was a good guy. He was a good guy. So we go in for the close. Hold on. What are we going to play here? All right. What song do you want to go to as we close tonight? And make it a good one.
Do you want me to play one?
Well, we'll do it in post.
Oh. Oh, then I don't know.
No, we've done that one before. Something nice. I wanted to really... You know. You got anything? How about we'll pick something in post?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Well, go call somebody. You know what's fun to do sometimes? Call a friend you haven't talked to in a while. Like from another city. It's always fun to do. So right about now, Katie's...
Flipping out.
No.
Looking for a song to play. Come see our show this weekend.
Stop.
That's done?
Enough already.
All
right. Like they're going to perk up. Show.
Oh.
Daniel?
Hit the pause button.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.